haven't spoken to you since the decision to bring in Kyle Orton. How does that affect your quarterback picture from where it was last week?
Better. I mean, it's better. You know, Kyle's much better for us. You know, he's an experienced veteran. You know, he's what we were looking for, and you know, we were fortunate to get him.
What's realistic in terms of how quickly he can be, you know, pick up the offense?
I think you'd be surprised, I mean, of what he can do. And I think we'll just go work during the week, you know, and just see how much he feels comfortable with handling. But probably more than what most people think because of his experience.
How much of a setback is it, though, when you had a chance possibly to look at veteran quarterbacks before even training camp and the fact that Tool and Thad and Dennis didn't really pan out?
Well, I mean, I'd label it a setback, but obviously we wanted those guys to step up and play better, you know. And then when they didn't, then we had to go out and make some moves.
Was Kyle a guy you guys had targeted earlier?
Very early.
What factors led to the delay in signing this late? He was targeted early.
I wasn't really involved in that, you know. So I think again, I'm not trying to pass the buck along, Doug Whaley would be able to answer that a lot better than me, of what held it up.
The fact that you said very early, is that to make us believe that you had some concerns in regards to the backup's development?
I think when you start seeing things unfolding, you have to have contingency plans. And I think, you know, Doug and I have always discussed things just in case, you know. Hey, what about if this doesn't happen? What about if that doesn't happen? No different than we discuss, hey, what if this player is injured when we play on Sunday? What are we doing? Or this player is injured. So I don't think that's unnormal for teams to discuss that. You know, if someone's not playing well, you know, what options are they going to have?
You seem to have a very deliberate plan with Leotis in terms of his availability throughout camp and the preseason games. How do you feel that worked out, and do you feel like he's pretty close to 100% ready to go now?
I really do. I think we'll see, you know, when we get out there on Sunday. But again, we just wanted to make sure we got to this point and feeling better and better each day, rather than have any real setbacks.
And how has he looked to you in practice and, you know, the few games that he played?
Better and better. I think, you know, when he came back, it was more of a rust type injury, you know, shaking the rust off, you know, than it was, you know, working through pain.
Do you think you'd use him as your punt returner, your number one punt returner?
I think so.
How would you divide punts, kickoffs between Jordan and Colton if both men stay on the roster for Sunday?
I think one's a punter and one's a kickoff guy.
Would Colton be the punter?
Yes.
What do you think about the group of guys selected as captains?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, you know, that's a team deal. You know, that's who our team voted for, so... I'm excited for them. You know, it's an honor, obviously, when you're voted by your peers, and it's a lot of responsibility.
EJ's not one of the six. Is there any significance in that, to that in your mind?
No, not in my mind, because of the fact that, you know, the players did it. You know, if you look at it, it's mostly, you know, the veteran guys that have been around. So, I think that position has leadership, you know, qualities in it, you know, just by the position itself.
The fact that Brandon Spikes and Corey Graham are both captains but new to the team, just how much does that speak to what you've seen from them in terms of leadership amongst their peers?
I think they've done a very good job. And I think I've said that, you know, publicly, you know, that they've done a good job both on the field and off the field with the way they've handled themselves. And I think I don't want to say they were rewarded for it by being a captain, because I think – that's what people saw. They saw that leadership, and they saw that they can handle things, and that's why they were elected by their peers to be the captain.
Was that part of why you brought those guys in, to sort of add more leadership to the team?
We added them in to better our football team on the field. Whatever you get from that standpoint is a plus for me, but that's a great thing. Going into it, it wasn't of, hey, let's bring this in, these guys in to be leaders. It's always based on who can help us win football games first.
Lee Smith's injury, is it a bit of a long-term injury?
You're not aware that any surgery is required at this point or has been conducted?
Not that I'm aware of.
How much can we expect to see Corey Graham at safety in regular season, having seen him a little bit in preseason in the spot?
I think that all depends on the plans and what we're doing. I think that, you know, obviously we have a player that can do a lot of different things for us, and I think week to week it'll change.
Would the starter at safety right now be considered Denoris?
I think that, yeah, on our depth chart we have Denoris Searcy as our starting safety and Aaron Williams as our starting safeties.
What would the contingency plan be if Lee Smith weren't able to play on Sunday? How comfortable are you going into the game with just two tight ends?
I'm comfortable. We did it quite a bit last year. We'll have, and obviously, you know, we have two other tight ends on the roster, so they'll have to play.